Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, You Can't Improve What You Don't Measure. The old adage, measure twice and cut once, is practical advice for everyone, especially carpet layers, tailors, and carpenters. My lesson today is on measurements. However, it's about a different kind of measurement. It's about the importance of measuring your performance. Dr. James Harrington has been involved in quality and performance improvement projects since the 1950s. He summarizes well what this lesson is all about. He said, "Measurement is the first step that leads to control and eventually to improvement. If you can't measure something, you can't understand it. If you can't understand it, you can't control it. If you can't control it, you can't improve it." Any team, organization, or person who wishes to perform better or accomplish more has meaningful points of measurement. To clarify my point, consider if baseball players never knew their batting average. Consider if advertisers did not measure the number of people who responded to an ad. Imagine if golfers did not keep track of their scores. What if online shopping sites did not track the conversion rate of website visitors to customers? Consider if students never knew the results of their test. Imagine if customer service centers did not measure how long customers were on hold. What if companies did not measure their sales? If they didn't measure their performance, how would they know if they improved? Quite simply, what gets measured gets done. Think about it. The very nature of knowing that something is being monitored causes us to work harder and perform better. There's actually proof of this. It's called the Hawthorne effect. Coined in 1955 by Henry Landsberger, the Hawthorne effect describes a form of reactivity on the part of people whereby they improve an aspect of behavior being measured simply in response to the fact that the measurement is taking place. Amazing, isn't it? When you measure your own performance, positive things happen. You'll be able to set goals and evaluate your progress. You'll know exactly where you stand. You can identify key aspects you want to refine. You're able to see the results of your refinements, and you can accurately troubleshoot any problems. I can tell you firsthand how absolutely critical it was to my success that I measured my results. Throughout my sales career, I measured such things as the number of calls I made, the number of calls that were answered, the number of appointments I set, the number of appointments that resulted in new clients, as well as the size of each sale. I measured everything I did in the entire sales process. Doing so not only showed me how well I was doing, it brought attention to the key elements of my performance, and it motivated me to strive harder and improve each area. In order to develop or improve any area of your life, you need to do three things. First, you need to know your starting point. This is often referred to as your benchmark or baseline, the point from which all progress is measured. If you wanted to lose weight as an example, this would include your current weight and all your key body measurements. Second, you need a goal. In the words of noted psychologist Arnold Glasgow, in life, as in football, you won't go far unless you know where the goalposts are. Without a clear idea of where you're headed and what you wish to accomplish, how will you know if you ever get there? And third, you need to determine how you're going to measure your progress. If you wanted to reduce your spending and save money, it would be wise to carry a small notepad and write down everything you buy and the price you paid. Whether in business, sports, school, or in any area of your life, you can't improve what you don't measure. When you track and measure your results each month, you will have new benchmarks from which to strive to improve upon the next month. If you focus on improving your results month after month, you will begin to see amazing changes take place in your performance and your results. Here's my advice. First, identify the key parts of your life that you want to improve. Don't blow off this simple assignment. This is a critical component to your success. Make a list of the things you want to improve. Second, document your starting point. If you want to increase your net worth, then subtract your liabilities from your assets to determine your starting point. Third, set your goals. If you want to double your sales over the next 12 months, write down your target. Fourth, determine the key factors that will influence your success. What are the activities that, if done correctly, will help you achieve your goals? These are the things that you will measure. And fifth, create a means of measuring your actions and your results. What will you use to document these results? Remember, you can't improve what you don't measure. As you measure your actions and results, continue to look for ways to make small little refinements. This is all part of the process of striving for excellence to be the best at what you do. And in conclusion, when you begin to measure what you do and how well you do it, you will begin to see the refinements that you can make. As you strive to make small improvements day after day and week after week, nothing will stop you from achieving your goals.